You're listening to a sponsored episode of Podgnosis.
Welcome, everyone. I am Heath Clendenning from Fierce Healthcare, and today we are discussing organizational resiliency in an evolving landscape. Our guest is the Chief Administrative Officer at Mayo Clinic Laboratories, Mary Jo Williamson. Welcome, Mary. It's great to have you on.
Well, thanks, Heath. It's really wonderful to be here today.
Let's jump into things, because I know this is a very important topic for many. So how does an organization and its people stay connected to its mission when it's faced with, you know, challenging market forces?
Well, Heath, it's such a relevant question in today's environment in particular. I personally believe culture and mission are such a critical part of any organization, but especially in the healthcare industry. You know, when you think about it, our teams are supporting those in need every single day. It's a draining job. It's a job that really requires resiliency. And it's hard to excel at that if you don't feel connected in a broader way with purpose behind your work and really feel connected to the mission of the organization. In our case at Mayo Clinic and Mayo Clinic Laboratories, our mission is really to inspire hope and contribute to the health and well-being by providing the best patient care through integrated clinical practice, education, and research. But you know, we have many ways that we communicate about our mission, and language often becomes so important in this space. We talk about our primary value, which is the needs of the patient come first. And if you're to walk down our halls, it's really that soundbite that you tend to hear our staff resonating around. Our core values include a really broad array of things around respect, integrity, compassion, healing, teamwork, innovation, excellence, and stewardship. And why do I mention those? I think you have to create a framework that's inclusive and broad enough for people to feel connected to in many ways. It needs to be something that you really weave into the whole work of the organization. I think consistency is so important, how you talk about it, and how you mirror your actions to that mission. At Mayo Clinic Labs, we often take a step back when we're making significant decisions, or sometimes less significant decisions, to really say, what is the lens of our mission in how we're making this decision, and does it still make sense? It's something that our teams appreciate, that we keep grounded by what ties us together. And last but not least, I would say we use storytelling as a way to really continue to reinforce and show living examples of how members of our team are delivering acts every day that really emphasize the core elements of our mission and exemplify why those core elements are so important. We celebrate them, and we hope that we use them as an example so we can all think differently about how we really can live that mission every day and reinforce it throughout the organization.
That sounds really great. It's good insight. But how can an organization stay agile if business goals have to pivot?
Well, it's funny when you ask the question, how can an organization stay agile? I have to say the first thing that flashed in my mind is we really don't have a choice. It's just not the pressures of the industry, but it is the opportunities that are presented by the changing landscape. The rate of change around technology development, AI, and other activities just don't allow us to stay in a steady linear state. It's a challenge, of course, to manage and prepare our teams to be ready to incorporate and synthesize all these changes that are coming our way. And I would say we first of all start by really setting the expectation for change. We talk a lot with our teams about how we are going to make very purposeful decisions to move in a direction, but those decisions will constantly be reevaluated. We create a framework where making modifications and adjustment to strategies and initiatives that we're driving is the expectation, not the norm. And I would say we don't belabor why maybe we could have made a historical decision differently. We talk about how we're looking forward to incorporate new information into what we're doing and refine our focus and adjust as we go. Now, in big organizations, you then have to have the operational cascade to be able to actually execute behind that. And that's where the real work is. I would say our middle management does a phenomenal job of taking those shifts in vision and priorities and new information in the market and incorporating it into their actual work. They have to realign their activities and the work they're doing to ensure that we can capitalize on this new information that we've gathered. You know, it can be really empowering and exciting if you can change your mindset from what's being done to you to how you can capitalize on new information and new ideas that are coming at you, sometimes in the form of challenges, sometimes in the form of technology, sometimes in the form of just new market opportunities. But we work hard to set that mindset looking forward.
Sounds like you have to be quite proactive. So what are some strategies that leaders could use to stay proactive and avoid, you know, reactive leadership?
Well, one thing that we've been focusing on to really help bring the teams along in that thinking of not being linear or static as, you know, we declare a priority and it never changes. So we've done much more around scenario planning, whether it be in our strategic planning process or if we have a complex initiative we're rolling out. We might pick a direction, but we'll also really cascade the information around what different scenarios could come up and what types of milestone reevaluation that we will have around whatever decision was made at that time. And we have numerous examples of this. It can be something as small as Mayo Clinic Labs might be looking at a new technology that we want to incorporate into our test portfolio. And we really launched an entire work stream to ensure that we can hit the market and deliver that impact broadly. And then something unexpected happens. Maybe a different company comes out with a different technology. Maybe we develop insights that change our approach. And we don't consider that a failure. We consider that a success. We've now been looking and incorporating new decisions and new data points into our decisions and making adjustments as we go. I'd say last but not least, we have to be sure that we build in the framework into our operational budgets to allow for some of that. I think if I were to look back 10 years ago, how we might have structured an operational budget, we really had a very linear approach. We had static projects that we did not expect to change throughout the year, and we budgeted accordingly. We now have a much more nimble approach. We hold back some of our budgeted dollars into a pool because we know some of the initiatives that we've launched and planned for will require changes. And so it's important that we give the resources and the tools to our team to be able to make those adjustments, in addition to really managing the communication and the what ifs up front. And I'd say when we pivoted to start really engaging people in the what ifs, you could just see their eyes light up. They're much more prepared, excited, and watching for those critical junctures in a project where we might need to shift based on what we know now.
Those are some very good strategies. Thanks for sharing. How can a healthcare organization demonstrate resiliency in this evolving landscape?
Well, it's so funny. There's lots of different ways to think about resilience. Is it meaningful work? Is it joy in the workplace? Is it having the tools needed to really pivot and adjust? I think it all comes back to your first question around mission and culture. I think that we as leaders cannot be naive about the challenges that our teams are facing. In the diagnostic industry, every day there's new developments that cause us to reconsider elements of our strategy and our operational plan. We just launched a major IT funding initiative. And as we start to synthesize ways to modernize our technology and architecture, and as we see the landscape of the market evolving, we have to continue to think differently about how we approach that. So if I were to take a step back and say, how do we make sure that resiliency is a priority for our teams? Because it absolutely has to be. We ask a lot of our teams every day. It's really ensuring we understand their challenges and provide them the tools and resources to be able to deliver despite times of change. It's that we create purpose behind their work, that they really understand the bigger picture and the meaning behind what we're driving towards. And in our case, that's being able to deliver diagnostics that will change the course of care for patients throughout the world. And then, of course, continuing to adjust in just that spirit of optimism of how, yes, of course, there's things changing and some of those challenges are difficult to take on. But when you look at the opportunities ahead of us, I would say, certainly for Mayo Clinic Labs, we feel the future is bright. we know we're having an impact and making a difference in patients' lives. And looping that back into the hard work that our teams are doing, I think is really that key to ensuring that we can show up, do our best, and make sure that we're really making those tests available for the industry at large. So I'm looking forward to continuing to build up that team and help them in every way possible.
Mary Jo, it was great speaking with you, and we really appreciate sharing your insights today.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity.